Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back. I'm back. Well, sort of. I planned on dropping episodes for you next week. I definitely took a hiatus, just figuring some things out. But this episode was definitely necessary due to the virus. So why not use this platform to send out that positive energy, that positive vibration that we all need? Because it's getting crazy. It's really getting crazy. We're all seeing it. We're going through it. But we got to hang in there. You know, I tell you guys all the time, you are equipped to handle all of the bullshit. You have to keep reminding yourself that you are stronger than what you think. You can handle more than you think. You definitely can. But I know many of us are working from home, including myself. And I'm definitely taking advantage of this time. Now is the perfect time to really get back centered, you know, with yourself. Now is the time to rebuild those relationships with your loved ones, your significant others, your children, your, you know, everyone, anyone that you have a relationship with. This is the perfect time to rebuild that. This is the perfect time to simply just love on yourself all over again. This is the perfect time for that. We have to take this negative situation and turn it into something positive. Yes, everything is getting shut down. Everyone's city is pretty much getting shut down. But you have to turn that into something positive, right? We all going out to eat, but look at it this way. We're able to save money and cook at home. Wow, look at that. Ain't that good? We're able to do that. We're able to just spend time with our children. We're worried about the education that they're getting, not being taught everything that they need to be taught. I wanted to point out history for that. But now you have the opportunity to do that. You have the opportunity to homeschool your children. This will probably give you the patience that you need. Like, I don't think really people are really understanding, like, how much of an impact this time can have on our lives, on our mental well-being and our emotional state. I don't think people are really taking advantage of this time. We're so concerned about everything being shut down. We're so concerned about what this is going to do for the economy. And I get it. Those things are important. But this is a time where we have to really focus on ourselves and the things that are most important in our lives. You got to get back to you. You got to focus on what is important in your life. I know even for me, I'm working from home, but I have all the time in the world to work on my business. Like, I'm still pushing out content. You know, I have this time and I'm taking advantage of it. I never had this much time to just get involved in my mindfulness. Like, mindfulness is very important to me. And the fact that I can just do that, meditate, do my yoga, pray. I have the time to do this, to get myself back centered into who I am, to just really love on myself. We have to turn this negative situation into something positive. Again, you are stronger than what you think. We cannot let this get the best of us. We cannot let this dim our light, dim our spirit. We already got enough shit on our shoulders. We don't need this. We don't. And we can't worry about things that is out of our control. This is out of our control. But what you can control, though, is how you are taking care of your well-being, your health, definitely. We should have been washing our hands in the first place. Let me just point that out. We should have been cleaning and washing our hands and making sure we are taking all safety precautions. We should have been doing this, but you know, shit happens. And I say it very faithfully, like, with life, life comes with different shit. But we can't let it get the best of us. I challenge you all to do something positive for yourself. Change your mindset. I challenge you all to change your mindset. I challenge you all to really do something for yourself during this time. Love on you. This is the perfect time for you to get involved in self-care. Take some time away from social media. We don't need that, because all we're seeing on social media is negativity. Negativity and stupidity. That's all I'm seeing on my timeline. We don't need that. You don't need that at all. Focus on you and the things that are most important in your life. Think about time management. You know, challenge yourself with procrastination. I know me for myself, I struggle with procrastination, but the fact that I get to work from home, I'm challenging myself to not wait to the last minute to do things. I'm turning this negative situation into something positive. I challenge you all to do the same. And I know it's easier said than done. Of course, I get that. But you would never know what the outcome would be unless you try. Change your mindset. Focus on the things that is most important in your life. Love on yourself. Take care of yourself. Your mental state, your emotional state, your health, your well-being. Take care of yourself in all of those areas. Do not let this situation dim your light. With life, living this life, we're gonna go through some shit. But you have the chance to turn all of this into something positive. I challenge you to do that. That's my challenge for you all. Continue to just stay positive during this time. Think positive. Don't let this get the best of you, because it's not the end. And the enemy, he real. I'm telling you, the enemy is real. The enemy is real. The enemy wants you to think that it's the end, but it's not. It's not. It ain't over. It's not over. And you have to change your mindset to believe that. Take care of yourself during this time. Whatever it is that you need to do, do that. If you got a journal, do that. If you got to dance around your house, do that. Open your blinds in your house. Let that light in. Do not let this dim your light. It was a quote that I seen. You know, I love quotes. The quote said, I was getting sick and tired of waiting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I lit it myself. I thought that was so powerful. You are in control of how you are going to receive all of this. You are in control to turn this negativity into something positive. Yes, it seems like it's taking a long time for us to see that light at the end of the tunnel. But you can light it. You can. You are in control of that. Focus on the things that are in your control. This is out of your control. The only thing with this that is in your control is making sure you are keeping yourself clean. That's it. Keeping your house clean. Keeping your surroundings clean. Making sure you're staying clean. That's what you're in control of. But this thing itself, you're not in control of it. So stop worrying. Focus on the positive things in your life. Use this time to really get back centered. Find joy and peace during this time, because it's not over. What we do now will determine what our outcome would be. I'm also a realist. I see it's getting crazy. But I also am a manifester. I speak things into my life. So I'm not letting this get the best of me. I'm saying positive things to myself during this time. I challenge you all to do that as well. Speak those positive affirmations into your life. I tell you, you are dope as shit. And you can handle all of this. Because you are equipped to handle it all. You are truly stronger than what you think. Change your mindset and believe that. Have faith in that. Believe that. Do not let this get the best of you. Alright? I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace.